26. Teenage crime. Exercises 2 and 3.
Welcome to The World at Large. Today we are looking at the problem of teenage crime in the United States. Our guest, Professor Louise Green, is British, but she has worked at universities across America. She has been investigating how to prevent crime among young people. Professor Green, is this a desperate situation?
It's certainly a big problem. In the States, over 2 million kids under 18 are responsible for serious violent crime every year. The figure is much bigger if you include non-violent crimes.
What kind of crimes do teenagers usually commit?
Unfortunately, there are many. Shoplifting, mugging, arson, vandalism, and in very extreme cases, rape and murder.
Do you think there is a solution?
There isn't one single solution. After all, there is a difference between a kid who is shoplifting and a kid who possesses a gun and is prepared to use it. All crimes are not the same, so the solutions to them won't be the same either. But some people believe that things can be done to stop kids from considering a life of crime in the first place.
What can be done?
Well, the first thing is obvious. If a teenager is happy at home and at school, then he or she probably won't get into serious crime. It is important to keep in regular communication with our children. The problems start when the kids stop communicating.
Are there any other signs?
Yes. If, for example, a child is into violent games or is cruel to pets, parents and teachers may worry. Some kids also write about their feelings of violence and isolation, or perhaps they are very interested in guns or knives. If you see signs like this, it's a possibility your child is going wrong.
But we can't watch our children 24 hours a day.
No, of course not.
So how can we prevent them from committing crime when they are away from us, at school or with friends?
There is no easy answer. Some people think that experiencing life in jail can help kids have a better idea of the consequences of crime. Of course, they don't go to a real jail, but a military-style boot camp. Boot camps are still quite experimental in the US, but statistics suggest they are more effective than ordinary detention centres.
How do boot camps work?
They are similar to military training camps. Kids learn about the reality of prison life. They have to work and exercise hard. They live without all their usual comforts. There's no TV or fast food or music. Ex-offenders educate kids about their experiences in jail. Kids hate boot camps, and this is important. Basically, it's a big shock for them.
Do you personally believe that boot camps are the solution to the problem?
I think they can work on ordinary kids. Kids who sometimes get into trouble at school, but who aren't really bad kids, can learn from the experience.
But what happens if...